In the ever-changing world of collegiate athletics, you can only imagine the degrees of change Stu Salowitz has seen at Illinois Wesleyan University. After serving as publicist and statistician for the Division III school's athletic programs for 31 years, Salowitz is calling it a career. It's a career that saw his role as sports information director evolve from being a media liaison to a content developer and publisher for 24 sports programs with the advent of electronic media. Salowitz tells GLT's Eric Stock his earlier career as a radio broadcaster served him well in this new world.
I had a pretty good handle on what broadcasters needed. You needed the statistics and you needed the game notes and you needed certain things. And so I had a pretty good idea of at least the kind of information to dole out to the media, having been in the media. But it's changed so much over the years that it's just become so electronic that to keep up has been a great challenge. It's just been amazing to see the technological advances over the last 30 years.
So let's look at the technology at the time, back in the late 1980s. What were you working with at that point?
We would have, for basketball, for instance, we would have a carbon paper is the best I can describe it, and we would write as hard as we could on a piece of paper, and it would go down two or three other levels of paper, and we'd tear off the top one and give to a coach, tear off the second one and give to a coach, tear off the third one and give to radio, and by the time if you could get four or five out of it, you'd barely read it. We also used Ditto machines. Nobody knows what that is anymore, those mimeograph machines where you'd put the fluid in and rotate it around. Your kids had that for tests, when you were in grade school, the funny smelling Ditto machine. That morphed into eventually getting a copy machine. That was one of the great days at the Shirk Center, I remember, or at the Fred Young Fieldhouse, was the day we got a copy machine. And then that morphed into fax machines, which became email, and here we are today.
Could you have imagined back at the time when you started here that you would be out taking video with your phone to distribute?
I can't imagine it now. It is amazing the things that have gone on and the advances. We'll take a picture and it'll be on our website worldwide in just moments. And live, Facebook Live, streaming video. It really is, when you think of it. You wonder what's next. That's the thing that is going to be really interesting. What's next?
Well, at least you won't have to worry about that now. That'll be for the rest of us youngins to deal with, right?
Somebody.
The transition has been dramatic, not only for the technology that you've had to work with, but also in the media industry itself. Local media, not as robust in covering local sports as they were at the time. In quite a sense, you have more or less become your own media to a great degree.
Yeah, we've talked about this among my colleagues in the conference and everything. We have said over the last 5, maybe as many as 10 years, that our website has become the newspaper or has become the radio or has become because of the streaming. But I really see what I put on our website as the daily news. And, of course, we still send it to all the newspapers, certainly the local paper. The local radio gets all of our releases and statistics and things like that. But I really treat our website as the source for Illinois Wesleyan athletics. And you can't rely on, and I shouldn't rely on, the media to do my work for me. That's kind of like Bradley's issue back in basketball season. You're not a shill for Bradley. You can't come to our press conference. Well, I've never considered that somebody should be a shill for Illinois Wesleyan. I'm the shill for Illinois Wesleyan.
I guess that could be empowering, but that also can be a challenge when you've gone from 13 sports when you first got here to 24 programs.
I'm pretty well organized. I try to keep things in a compartments where we get it done and just knock it out as best we can. This week, for instance, we have men's lacrosse NCAA, we have women's lacrosse NCAA, and we have the softball NCAA, and you just have to be on top of it, get programs done, get rosters in from other teams, get your computers ready to go, and just work the games. It's pretty workmanlike.
working at the games is a challenge in itself, given the hours that you have to put in. You have your day job, and then there are covering games on nights, there are weekends, holidays, tournaments, you name it. How do you manage all of that?
I just came off, when I had Easter Sunday off, it snapped a string of 70 straight days that I had worked in some way, shape, or form. And, you can say, or somebody would say, yeah, but on that day you only had to write a story about men's golf. And I said, well, that's a little like saying that the surgeon only had to go in and do a tonsillectomy on a 10-year-old kid that day. There's still a skill set, so yeah, it's not really fair. It's still work. And you just get it done. And I've never thought anything of it because I have a special regard for this place after, starting here as a student even in 1972, and then the relationship I've had with the coaches and the people here. It's just, I don't think much of it. I work, and I just don't think much of it because I love the place so much.
And you have to love what you do.
Yeah, and it's the challenges of electronic media have been fascinating for me to learn, and I've learned a lot from students. Andrew Freeman, I'd call out right away, the former basketball player. He was a wizard at computer stuff, and he would show me shortcuts on the computer that I had no idea existed and I still use to this day. So I've learned as much from the students as they have from me, that's for sure.
And we should clarify, you do have grad assistants working with you at all times, but you're still a full-time staff of one person.
Correct. And the addition of graduate assistants, I think now 7 years ago I've had three, and I think Michaela Guthrie is my fourth, and that has just been such a help because ISU's sports management program has been terrific at helping me find and identify people to work, and I hope working in the office they get a sense of a little work ethic and having some fun too. I mean, it is sports, it is games, so nothing is too serious.
Retiring Illinois Wesleyan University Sports Information Director Stu Salowitz with GLT's Eric Stock.